Today is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Working Moms Day. It's also National Baked Scallops Day. You know, I'm okay with scallops. Scallops is one of the seafood items that I have been able to conquer first. Because, or you know, early on. There's a progression of fishiness flavors, we'll say. And I would say scallops is towards the bottom of that. It doesn't taste too fishy. And then you get up to, I don't know. And then there's also gross factor because caviar, even though I don't notice it tasting extremely fishy, although Mark says my taste buds have just changed since I've started making myself eat seafood, because now I'm like, oh, that doesn't taste too fishy. And he's like, yes, it does. So I don't know if because I've been forcing myself to eat seafood occasionally, like when we do chef's tasting, if my taste buds have changed. But I would say caviar, you know, has a grossness factor because of what it is. Even though we eat chicken eggs, for some reason, tiny little fish eggs that I know they spit out in the thousands or whatever, out of that hole, whatever the hole is, that's grosser. So anyway, there's a progression. Scallops is both grossness, because it just looks like a round disc, and from a flavor perspective, it's like all the way down at the bottom. Shrimp, scallop, crab, lobster, those are all down towards the bottom. Salmon, whew, so normally so fishy, and I don't like smoked things, and a lot of times salmon is smoked, and so then you have fishy smoke. It's not, ugh. Not good. It's also National Plant a Flower Day. I'm going to be doing that soon. I've got to find someone. Does anyone even know? Like, if I want a path dug, who digs paths? Like, oh, you know what I could do, folks? I think we're going to do it. I could shorten the response time, but let's just ask. Hey, ChatGPT, who would I contact to dig a path in my backyard and put gravel in it?
You'd want to contact a landscaping or hardscape, like digging paths and adding gravel, or a handyman of the job.
Can you do a web search and find ones in Springdale, Arkansas, while my listeners listen?
In Springdale, Arkansas, Calderon Landscaping, Perfect Edge Lawn Care, Four Seasons.
I mean, I did that Googling myself as well, so I'm going to shut her up. But anyway, so yeah, I've got just lawn care services. Ugh, it's so, those lawn care services are always just somebody. It's very hard to find it where it's a professional business. It's usually like some college kid who started a job, or it's somebody who does it out of the back of their truck. You know, there are not a lot of companies that are, I don't know, countrywide or whatever that you can get reviews and recommendations and all that for. And I don't know. We know that I do not have good luck with service people. So it's not, I don't have good luck with the help. Is what I don't have. Let's see if we have any contact. We probably don't. I'm a pessimist as well. You guys, we have contact. We have one. Hey, Gary in Portland says RV has raised a garden. Rusty got those metal containers. My sister used old refrigerators for a raised garden. Ah, yeah. So yeah, I you can get those metal containers, but that's not the look I want. I want that, you know, farmhouse modern, you know, the wood, the cedar boxes or whatever with the black hardware, you know, really, I want the white path leading to it. And it's not gonna, well, I want this idyllic, you know, Chip and Joanna Gaines where you walk out the back down this path. And there's a beautiful, you know, beautiful boxes with green, you know, flourishing heads of lettuce and corn and peppers and whatever. And you're just like, oh, I'm just going to step out here and get my peppers for my chili tonight, you know. And then in the winter, you put the winter vegetables in there and you, it's just always rotating around. And, you know, when I'm recording the podcast, I'm going to be like, today, guys, I went out into the backyard and I went to our garden and I pulled some carrots from the ground, and I'm going to make a lovely carrot puree with our beef Wellington this evening, you know, or whatever. I don't know. I just, the Martha Stewart of, except I am not doing insider trading yet. I mean, we'll see. Not at the moment anyway, but, yeah, so I want to do that, but I don't want to do metal. I want to do wood. So, and a refrigerator. Now, where I grew up, the little small town in Warren, Arkansas, Warren is the name of the town where I grew up. Sure. Yeah. If you live in the right part of Warren, a refrigerator for a planter. Yeah. Or they had, they would use those like beer cask things that beer came in. I've seen that. I've seen bathtubs. Sinks. I've seen people put old sinks on their front porch, put soil in it, and grow flowers. I've seen people grow flowers in some of the weirdest places. I can't think of them, but I've seen anything and everything that you can imagine used as a planter. That is definitely a thing out in the country. Cool Whip containers. Have you ever seen, you know, you grew up in the South. Well, I don't know. Maybe this is anyway, but you know you grew up in the South in like the 80s, the 70s or 80s. If your grandmother had an aloe vera plant in a Cool Whip container. And I actually don't know that that's true. I know that that was my experience. But it feels like a very Southern grandmother sort of thing. For that age grandmother, who I guess she was growing up in the 30s or young in the 30s. That was the Depression, wasn't it? All right, so what have I been doing? I don't even know. I listened. I am completely caught up with Geeky Gay with my own podcast. And I don't really know what I've done. Let's see. Today is only Tuesday that I'm recording this. I think we had finished going over Sunday for the most part, but because I recorded on Monday, but I'll just say, you know, church, some other stuff. Oh yeah. We planted the tree and I did some coding stuff. So, oh, and update on the coding project. You guys should tell me if you find it interesting or not. Although, this is my personal journal podcast, so regardless of whether or not you find it interesting, I kind of have to talk about, you know, stuff that happens in my life. So, the logging in is now working with the database. I know. It's so exciting. So now, if you log in, you get added to the database. I mean, that's not in production. That's not, so this is still on my local machine, but it's soon, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. I do have a rehearsal tonight, but I know you guys are excited. If you log in, you're added to the database. We were in Google Sheets before. We are moving on up to Fatty. Don't worry. You can still edit in the Google Sheets for now. So anyway, that's done. So that was kind of the first step of doing the stuff that I need to do. And it took like a week to get this working. But so that's working. And then the next thing is when you add a listener, when you add yourself, you get that information gets saved to the database as well. Because you could log in and not have a pin on a map. So you're not yet a listener. Anyway, geek. So anyway, this is like using my product manager brain to design features and my engineering brain. It's like using all of my brain. But anyway, so So I'll do that, and that'll be ready within the next day or so. So when you add a listener, they get added to the database. Then I'm creating a screen to edit, to add maps. And anyone can be an owner of a map that you create. And then from there, more maps will be able to be created. So maybe, I don't know. Well, I know I keep extending this out. This is a common thing. If we, scope creep. No. Probably end of March, we will have a geeky gay and a gay mix map on podcastmaps.com. And any of the other podcasts that want to join in, I hope to have a way for you to sign in and then create your own map. So we'll see how that goes. If it's too popular, I'm going to have to quickly convert over to OpenStreetMap instead of using Google Maps, because it's going to charge me if I have too many API calls to Google. It's going to charge me. Anyway, so I've been working on that every night. Like, this has been the most I've focused on something in a long time. And I don't know if it's antidepressants or, like, I don't know. Or I'm just really in the mode now of, like, oh, I want to create a thing and I want to see it to, it'll never be complete, you know, but anyway. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.